step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Out of 7 billion people, you are the strongest. You are the alpha. You're the one.
He said, I'm running through Powell's f***ing chest. Man, that's your teammate. You tripping. You ain't about to do that. Oh, shit.
That style, the hands here, the bobbing and weaving, was really old school. It gave him the additional power that made him into the ultimate killing machine.
Bring the pain to him. And that's all that then we're going to see how tough you are. Tough guy.
Am I going to win or am I going to not compete? I know what to do. I know what I'm capable of. And like, I'm going to come in and win if I do it.
You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life.
Do you feel that you're so weak and you're so miserable that you have nothing else left of yourself to push yourself forward?
And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, fuck you. Watch this.
The best player on the planet.
What can you say?
The fuck is
it? Are you radical enough in your hunger and your thirst to go after what it is that you believe is yours? Are you crazy enough? Are you courageous enough? Come back and shock the world!
What is that thing that's been gnawing at our gut that we wanted to do, wanted to accomplish? What's that goal? What's that mountain we've wanted to climb? The mountain we've wanted to move? The mountain we've wanted to create? Is it self-care, self-help? Is it getting in the best shape of your life? Is it understanding your body more? Is that one day, like, one day I'll do that thing that I've always wanted to do? Or you make the commitment now and you say, this is day one. I am on a mission to get this particular thing done, and I'm going to get it done.
You want to be the guy, right?
Yeah.
Be the fucking guy.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you.
If you want to be great, to even begin to think in today's environment that you can pull that off in an 8-hour day.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Is laughable. It's just not real. I'm a very, very, very big believer in hard work because I think it's the differentiation.
How do I flip a switch? How do I flip a switch?
You'll know when it happens, and you'll be the baddest person on the planet.
You have to be the champion before you become the champion. So that means lifestyle. You gotta be him before you become him.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. And that's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
That fact that you have the ability to do something and you're too weak to fucking turn the key and start the engine on it is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity.
Everybody wants to have an easy way. There are no easy ways. When bad things happen, what do? You build from them. You learn from them. You grow from them. You have the passion and understanding that you have work to do.
Most people are overweight. They're distracted. They're poor. They have so few skills because it is never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing.
If this is going to work for you, you got to give up every fucking minute, every drop of blood you have. You cannot take your eyes off this thing.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
Real talk. Some of you motherfuckers piss me the fuck off. Gary's knees are bad. See how he runs. Yeah, see how I run towards the mouth, motherfucker. What were you doing for the last 65 hours? I know what I was doing. I was running all up and down the fucking mountains. Doing what I preach about. Stay hard.
If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
If you want to be great, want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
Do things you hate to do. Be uncomfortable every fucking day of your life. We're running from the truth. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become who I am today.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them.
They don't know me, son!
We all think about quitting when shit's hard. And this is where people lose. It's hard to process information during pain. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. I have a resume full of motivation that whenever I'm down, I'm like, oh, hang on, motherfucker. Oh, you know the truth. The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't.
Good man is a man who can protect and who can provide and who can serve, who can comfort, who can reprimand.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who can discipline whatever's necessary to make the world a little better because he passed through.
The loud voices of this world are the 99% who don't understand exactly what you have to do. That's why when I speak and you don't understand me, it's probably a good thing. Because that probably means I'm in an area of life that you're not in.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. You are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You ask all my teammates, one thing about Michael Jordan was, he never asked me to do something that he didn't do.
And they're going to say, well, he wasn't really a nice guy. He may have been a tyrant. Oh, well, that's you, because you never wanted anything.
If you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got is the man right there in the shadow, man. How you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man. Cool, cool. It's kind of weird having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I tell you, man, the world is your playground.
So I went to a powerlifting competition a couple of years ago,
There's this one guy there lifting. He holds a bunch of records in the squat. And he's a normal working class guy from a normal working class town on the outskirts of Newcastle. And watching that man warm up is something else. He's got a sacred playlist. Mm-hmm. He never listens to the songs apart from when he's about to step on to the lifting platform. He's got these headphones on and he's just walking up and down in the same way that you'd see a bull ready to go out, ready to go and chase something. And he steps out on stage and the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. You're watching this guy channel
rage.
Fury.
That's the god of war.
It's your brother, your mom, your friend. The one comment they're going to say, you've changed. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again. The thing is that it's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be. Let's say you wanted to start a podcast in the past, and you did 3 episodes, and then you fell off. And then they think, I told you so. Stop with these dreams. Stop with this crazy content stuff. You're never going to become an influencer or whatever your goal is. Replace influencer with whatever your thing is. The thing is that you are still closer having done 3 than having done 0. And so it's just about directional correctness and realizing that criticizers are more often correct, but when it matters most, incorrect.
But for some reason, I thought that I needed to be the guy. And I said, no, you know what? You don't need to be the guy. You're leader. You need to support your leader. And it's not about you.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And so that right there also changed my attitude, because then from then on in my career and in my life, I realized, hey, I don't always need to be the center of attention, which is what our ego wants us to do. Our ego always wants it to be about us. And it's not about us. It's not about us at all. In fact, in a situation like that, where the platoon commander wants to do something, maybe he sees something that I don't see, maybe he's got a different strategic objective that he wants to accomplish, and I'm undermining that. And what does that do to our platoon? Hey, it makes me feel great, because I think, oh yeah, I might not be the guy in charge, but I'm out here making the calls. That's your ego. And what you have to do is subordinate your ego and be supportive of the person that's in charge, and you move forward together as a team, because that's what it's about. It's not about me. It's about the team.
If you are someone that deals with a crippling sense of insufficiency, your ability to discount any good thoughts you have in your mind is going to be so strong. If you try and lead with positivity first, I need to think it, wish it, believe it, and I will achieve it, your set point of negativity is going to just crush that into the ground. I'm speaking from personal experience, right? As the guy that was chronically unconfident and still has the imposter syndrome that does creep in, you have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself. Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action, right? You want to leave your job and become a writer. Okay, can you commit to writing one blog post on Substack per week for the next 3 weeks? That would make you feel like less of a loser if you did that. Action has to come first.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time, because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
Your life is just to live your life inside the world. Try not to bash into the walls too much. Try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it, that's maybe the most important thing.
When I was growing up, you know, I watched like a lot of Westerns, you know, it was the silent hero kind of thing, the Gary Cooper thing. But my idea of masculinity growing up was a man who was in control of himself, who wasn't mean, wasn't pushing people around, who was decent, who treated women well. So treating women well is a masculine virtue, is a good thing. It comes from a position of strength. You're not insecure about your masculinity. You don't have to prove that you're a man by demeaning women, by pushing them around. You can respect women, and respecting them is a sign of your strength, is a sign of being secure in your masculinity. You don't need to put other people down to make yourself feel better. Okay, so we have to redefine these qualities. But there are no icons like out there. You either have the Andrew Tates out of there, you have these wimpy men who are just so afraid of being masculine. Okay? Your aggression, your assertiveness, your testosterone is a good thing. It's how things get done. It's what energizes you, what puts you in the world. It makes what makes you ambitious, what makes you assert yourself and motivate yourself. It has to be channeled. It has to be disciplined. But you have to see, you know, we were talking about are people pleasing things and how you reframe it. You have to see who you are and see the virtue in it and see the power in that.
You know, look, I always try to outwork people, right? That's just how I made my mark. So the game was at 7. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Right. Okay, this is like the championship Lakers. I was like, you know, I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. I want to make sure I make 400 made shots before I go back into the room, and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, you know, get in the car, get to the gym, get there, and as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant, already working out. So I worked out for a good hour, hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course, I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. Right. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing like game moves, you know? I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch another 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us, okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
Wow.
And he's like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not saying I dislike you as a person. You inspire me to be better.
Right.
And it was the first time I started to see this level of competitiveness where I said,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I need to start doing more.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker.
This game started. Come on, somebody out there said I'm working harder than you.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better.
I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
You got to be the hardest workers in the room. No one will outwork me. No one. I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not going to stop me. Yeah, at some point, you got to be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to f***ing play angry.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top.
You have to pay the price. And not only do you have to pay the price, you got to pay the price well, meaning the actions you take have to be executed at a high level. Like, this is not that hard to understand. You just don't want to understand it. You want it to be that you can off half the time and still get where you want to go. And that just doesn't work. The mentality should be like this. How the do I get there? Period.
Bro, you got to stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Fucking something.
You've got to put in the work when nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care. That's you.
You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive.
There's a price tag to success. You don't just get it overnight. You got to earn it the right way.
You need to work harder. You have to suffer a little bit. You have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. Growth shouldn't be easy. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking to make things a breeze. You've got to learn to suffer. You've got to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable position.
And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching.
I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose.
People want to jump from day one to day 10 by getting some big seed money or big investment. And dude, I don't care how much money I made. I try to pretend like I'm broke every single day in the way that I think, because it forces me to create new solutions and innovate in my brain. It's about taking an idea. It's about executing on the idea. And it's not about having the perfect plan. It's about your ability to adjust and create and improvise your way through this path.
Even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life. When you start to think about changing your life through the lens of just looking for patterns, breaking them and replacing them, it becomes less personal.
Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X, because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing, rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
No fundamental secret here. It's called hard work and sweat. If you have that and you're willing to provide that in exchange for a better life, well, everyone will make that deal with you. If you're willing to give up that for pride, accomplishment, feeling of self-worth, if you're willing to make that transaction, Miami Fitness is your bank. And it's open every single day for your transactions. Make your deposits every fucking day. Do your dues. I'm the person you want to be. It's the easiest fucking equation in the world.
Success leaves clues. There are millions of people in the world seeing grand success, and they're dropping breadcrumbs every fucking day. You just got to pay attention to the steps. They're showing you a path to a better future. They're showing you a path to your goals and aspirations. You just got to believe in you. You gotta be willing to save one day and then work as hard as you fucking can every day in order to make it happen. Because everything you want is in your mind. Everything that you want to achieve, you can do. You just gotta be willing to speak it. You gotta be willing to say it out loud. You gotta be willing to yell it into the fucking universe and then work towards it.
people say, "I must be nice for you." And you go, dude, fuck you. Like, if you could have seen how much criticism and hard work and lonely nights and all of this stuff when nobody was watching and I was unsure of myself, chronically miserable, and I criticized and all my friends took the piss out of me and I did all of these things. I had to go through all of that for you to now say, must be nice.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives. It's the center point of our influence. I talk about the roulette table of my life. It's a frame I think through where we wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us just before the wheel spins every day determines all of our outcomes in our lives. So I've chosen now to allocate 2 chips to this little piece here called fitness. The roulette table spins and I get my returns. As I went down that chapter, I realized that in the context of time and death, and time management, the most important question to answer, the fundamental, is discipline. How can I allocate more of these chips to the things that are in line with my values? Where does this thing called discipline come from? If it underpins everything we do.
Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood, or another Burt Reynolds, or another Warren Beatty, or whatever those characters were, Charles Bronson and so on. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. In my case, in bodybuilding. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Being the hardest worker in the room is about actually learning how to walk the walk when everyone else just wants to talk the talk. It's understanding that you are going to be exhausted and alone and in pain and struggling for years with no support, with no cheerleading squad and nobody patting you on the back. This game isn't for everybody. But if you're willing to go through that pain and if you're willing to do the goddamn work, then you can put that badge on and call yourself the hardest worker in the room.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Listen up. I know you're tired. I know you want to give up. I know your mind is drained. I know your body feels weak. But you gotta understand, there's so much more to you. There's so much greatness to you. There's so much realness to you. Don't quit now. Go get that work done. Earn your keep on this day and conduct your business.
Let me tell you something, my friend. The cause of your downfall will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. You close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door and become something more.
Because the truth is this, that one day, that goal, that dream, that reality that you crave so badly is going to come with a price. Now, are you willing to pay it?
The world has a strange way of stepping aside when somebody says, I'll do it or die.
I said to myself, I'm going to do it or die. That's it. I'll starve to death if necessary.
Demand success from yourself. Do or die.
In order to be at your best, it has to be everything.
You're not going to beat me. I'm prepared to die.
We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
1 inch is all it takes. It's the time in your life where it's do or die.
Fourth quarter.
You have to live and die by your performances.
Is do or die.
See, that's powerful. That could be the day that turns your life around.
If I ask you tonight,
You're going to die. Would you not live this afternoon a little bit different?
For me, it was do or die on the field. So therefore, where other people kind of called it quits and threw in the towel, I didn't have the choice.
If I say tomorrow is your last day on earth, would you not wake up early in the morning and just savor at sunset?
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time. But it's running out.
Man says, I will climb the mountain. They've told me it's too high, it's too far, it's too rocky, it's too difficult. It's never been done before, but it's my mountain, I will climb it. Pretty soon you'll see me waving from the top, or dead on the side, because I ain't coming back.
Rihanna, all those in. That's gonna make the fucking difference between living and dying.
When you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find the way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe. That's when you find a way.
Resolve says I will. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist a human will.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die. Best definition of resolve I got from a little junior high girl. Foster City, California. I'm going through some words one day. I got to this one and I asked the kids, who can tell me what resolve means? Some didn't know, some tried. Interesting. The last one was the best. A little girl about 3 rows back, she said, I think I know, Mr. Owen. I said, what? She said, I think resolve means promising yourself you will never give up. I said, that's the best I've ever heard. I asked the kids, how long should a baby try to learn how to walk? How long would you give your average baby? Before you say, hey, enough's enough. No. Any mother in the world would say, you're crazy. My baby is going to keep trying, what? Until. What a magic word. I want you to write it down. Until. Promise yourself you'll read the books until your skills change. You'll go to seminars until you get a handle on it. You'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is, step by step, piece by piece, book by book, word by word, apple by apple, walk around the block, go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow and resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures when you pay that price.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work. You can find a scholarship. Listen to me. When you're doing it for somebody else, when you like that lion, if I don't grind, if we don't grind, if I don't grind, they don't eat.
Get committed. Get all in. You keep dating it. You keep thinking about it. You keep talking about it. It is possible to fully commit yourself to something. It is possible to accomplish what you see in your head, to hold it in your hand. It is possible. Question is, can you give your all?
The willpower, the belief, the confidence. And just like you go to the gym and you lift your muscles, right? You have to exhaust them to grow them. Perishable, use it or lose it. Your confidence must be the same way. It must be tested every single day. Safety, comfort zones are dead zones because your true potential will never be matched, guys. Will never be matched.
Get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. Somebody asked me one time if I had a good description of life. I said, yes, I think I've got a good one. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Right? Death seems to want to move in prematurely. If you want to live a good, long, flourishing life, you got to push back. You can't just give in. You got to push back.
It's the time when you're ready to give up. But you know, if you do, you'll never be able to live with yourself with the guilt and shame of not pulling yourself out of this state. Which way are you going to turn? Many people reach this point, and here's the thing. The choice you make now determines your perception on whether or not you'll move that inch. The deeper down you go, the more growth there is on the way back up.
So Bushido.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Goes deeper than just I'm ready to die for something. It's to live life in every breath. It's for seek of perfection in your manners, in your life, in your in everything you do. Bushido. So when people hear that at such a surface level, they're like, oh, he's willing to die for something he believes. Think about deeper meaning in that. Are you living the life that you want to live, or are you living a life off of survival, fear, right? Which a lot of us do. We live our life off of fear because we're scared of failure. And what does Bushido mean? To readily die for something you believe in.
As you look back on your life, the windows of opportunity has closed. Your ability is no longer present. And you think back that you could have been great. Right now, you had the ability to never have that debate inside your head. Because that's the debate you can never win. You can go back and forth, but there's no verdict. The jury's always going to be in a jury room. It's never going to come back saying, you did okay. What you will do is you will bury that deep inside. You won't tell anyone that you could have been this. You will be second best to your true potential. And you'll live your life fine. But then one of your friends is going to succeed in some endeavor. And you're going to hate him for it. Because his success is a spotlight shining down on your missed opportunity.
Should call, could call, don't call on the wrong track. Could change, should change, don't change. You're on the wrong track. Letters you haven't written, conversations you haven't had with your family, somebody you should sit down with when you get back home, get that job done. Don't let neglect destroy your days, destroy your life, and destroy your future. Go back and do what you can. And if you'll do what you can, then life will give you some extraordinary things to do. We all pity the man, right? Wants to stride out of his house, go straighten out the corporation, has not yet straightened out his garage. You got to take care of the small disciplines before life will give you a chance to handle the more complicated disciplines.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.